Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Uh-oh, somebody wants to crash their kid's spring break trip. No, you didn't.
That sentence could have gone in so many ways, but they want to crash a spring break trip?
Yeah, because I know, here we are. Spring break before you know it, everybody.
No, we're all planning and looking now.
I fully support.
For real, though.
So here is the question. Am I the jerk for crashing the spring break trip?
Okay.
What should her name be? What should mom's name be?
Let's call her Minnie. Mama Minnie.
Mama Minnie. Okay, Mama Minnie. I need to write that down so I don't forget, because I will today, trust me.
Just because I met a very nice lady recently named Mama Minnie.
Oh, and Mama Minnie.
She was very, very nice. Very sweet old lady.
I was going to say crashing Callie. Never mind. Am I the jerk for crashing the spring break trip? She said, Allie and DZ, my son and his fiance of 3 years go on a family trip every year with her family.
Okay.
They travel all over the place and stay at a hotel for all 20 people who attend.
Word.
Sounds fun.
Big party.
For the past 2 years, they've gone during the holidays, and as a result, we rarely see them.
Aww.
My future daughter-in-law and I have a pretty good relationship. We don't talk a ton, but I like her. Well, my son and his fiance are planning a trip in March for spring break, and I asked if there might be enough rooms at the hotel they're staying at. So last week, my son called and told me it wouldn't work for us to join them after all. When I asked why, he said his fiance didn't feel comfortable with us coming. It was more about her and her family. She was upset I didn't ask her directly, and then asked my son to just relay the information back to me. So I told my son it was fine, but then I got upset and ended up booking a hotel right next to the hotel they're staying at for spring break.
So she's taking her own trip to the same location.
I also told my son, don't worry about making time to see us.
Okay.
Yeah, right, okay.
Right, okay.
Now my daughter, a future daughter-in-law, is upset because she feels that we're still somehow taking away from their trip. Am I the jerk for crashing the spring break trip, Mama Minnie?
Dang, Mama.
So her son and his fiance go on these trips with, you know,
her family. Right.
And they're going around the holidays. Now they're going on a spring break trip. She asked if they could crash. He said yes. Then he said, or I think he said yes, maybe. And then he said no. I'm not sure if he ever said yes.
It sounded like he said, he was trying to be nice. Yeah, let me check.
You know, moms and sons. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a son.
I'm a son.
I got sons.
I get it.
They'll lie to me to keep me happy. I know.
Moms and sons.
Moms and sons. So the mom guilt, we'll call it that.
That's exactly what it is.
But then she went and booked a hotel anyway, right next to the one they're staying at for spring break. So is Mama Minnie the jerk for crashing the spring break trip?
This is tough.
This is tough because why can't the whole family be there?
And this is going to be a whole family. But you guys are the union of these two families that are now going to become a hybrid of one.
Yeah.
And no, you guys aren't going to spend every waking moment together, even on this trip or any other moment.
But you also don't know if the future daughter-in-law really likes the mom. Like, even the son might not even like the mom, if I'm being honest.
But they said they had a good relationship.
Yeah.
Mama Minnie says.
Well, she says.
But the thing is, you have to have a good relationship. You have to be able to take these trips together. And
gotta respect boundaries, though. That's where it gets icky.
She respected the boundary. She didn't book the same hotel.
So you are so wrong for that. She booked right next door. That is so shady.
Wherever they're going isn't their city.
Yeah.
Right? And just because, I get it. It's a little bogus that she planned a trip around the same time. Mm-hmm. But mom is also probably just wanting to go do something.
Yeah.
Right? She's going, oh, you guys are going? That sounds really fun. I've never been.
Well, she's probably so sick of them, you know, not getting to go. Because anyone who's trying to give advice will go, well, just do your own trip a different time. But you don't know people's work schedule. Schedules, you don't know their vacation,
and you don't know
if they want to go with you. But she decided to book it. If I tell you not to come on my vacation,
yeah,
and you book a hotel next door, I'm upset.
We're still having separate vacations.
But can you imagine they show up at the restaurant on the beach for spring break and there's
oh, hey!
What you guys doing?
Y'all got a 5:30 resi too? That's crazy.
No way.
Y'all trying to push the tables together? Mom is doing a lot. Mom is doing a lot. But something that I feel happens in a lot of situations is when you get married, you usually tend to just give more attention to the wife's family.
Yeah.
It happens naturally.
I agree with that.
Almost inevitably.
Unless the wife pushes. Yeah, I get that.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what's happening in their scenario. Mm-hmm. Mama Minnie's going, I'm not trying to be left behind. I'm pulling up for the function. Mm-hmm. If you guys already got 20 people deep, What's me adding to the festivities?
Right.
Y'all don't even got to pay for me. You don't even got to book my room. Matter of fact, I'm not even staying at the same hotel.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. Jerk.
Well,
I'm going jerk. I don't know. You think not the jerk because she's still giving him a little bit of space, but she's trying to be part of the family trip?
She's saying, hey, don't worry about me on the trip. Don't worry about making time. I just want to be there.
Yeah.
I get that. Obviously, that's a lie, but that gives you the window to be like, all right, cool. Then we're not going to see you. We're doing dinner. What are you? Oh, you're doing your own thing? Cool. Maybe we can meet up at some point in time. I'm saying not the jerk because she didn't just flat out include herself. She ain't download the itinerary. She just made her own.
Mary in Burlington wrote in. She said she's the jerk. The trip is annual the way it has been. I would be mad.
I mean, annual and for every year after, she's not going to be invited? Come on, man.
Who is this? Good morning, Allie and DZ. Please sign your names because we just love that. I think mom should talk to the future daughter-in-law. My husband gets so many messages tangled with my mother-in-law, so I think they'd still be able to talk it out together.
I agree, though.
But yeah, maybe, which not the jerk
and,
then.
And why is she trying to keep the family separate, man?
Rochelle in Kenosha said not the jerk. That's weird. She's mad.
I like where Rochelle's at. Yeah.
No, jerk. Come on. Don't be crashing my trip. No way.
She didn't.
No way.
I genuinely do not feel like she, and it's not even me being antagonistic. I genuinely don't feel like she crashed the trip. It is the same location. Yes. But they're not going to the same hotel, and she's not even asking about what are all the things y'all are doing. She's saying, you go ahead and enjoy your trip. I'm just having fun being out here myself.
Josie said, not the jerk. I love the pettiness.
Respect it.
Josie, you and DZ are two peas in a pod today. Let me tell you what.
Josie, right. gang.
Phil in Mount Pleasant said it's not just a trip now, it's a guilt trip.
No. Damn.
That was a good
that
one,
was good.
Phil.
But I'm...
That was nice, Phil.
Oh,
all
you
right.
a dad, Phil. I know that. You guys, that joke was on deck.
That was really good. All right. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay. Who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, what do we call her? Mama Minnie?
Mama Minnie.
Wants to know if she's the jerk for crashing her son's spring break trip. Jess from the South Side texted in and said, not the jerk. Doesn't sound fair to the mom. The fiance sounds selfish to not include his mom. Doesn't sound like wifey material to me.
Yeah, it's a little tough. 'Cause 3 years, I get it. Not a long time. Mm-hmm. But y'all are planning to spend the rest of your lives together. You guys are a family. That is your mother to some degree.
Fair enough. And then Anna in Germantown texted in and said, Mama Minnie's weird, but I think daughter-in-law is the jerk.
I don't disagree, though.
As a daughter-in-law, the in-laws should be included unless there's major issues. Okay, so they're all saying not the jerk for crashing the spring break trip? Okay, fine. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David in East Troy this morning.
Is this David in McGuanago?
Yes, I don't know why. He's saying East Troy now. I don't know what's
going like on.
I don't know. David, they're different towns.
David, claiming two cities. What up? What up, David?
Hi, David. Is she the jerk for crashing her son and daughter, future daughter-in-law's spring break trip?
Yeah, I say jerk.
Flat out.
The opposite of the text. Go on.
Yeah, so she asked, and it sounded like she was told no.
That's true.
She booked it because she got mad.
She's not respecting the boundaries. Do you see the problem?
She didn't say, hey, I'm going to book a trip to the same area. She asked first, and when was told no, she said, okay, I'm just still going to book my trip.
Dang it, David.
Lindsay? Because she, she asked. Now, if she wouldn't have asked and she'd have just booked one, that's maybe that's on the shady line.
It is, but yeah.
But she asked and was told no and did it anyway, so that makes it a jerk.
And disrespected the no.
That's what Lindsay and Jackson texted in, David. She said, absolute jerk. If she wants to take a trip with her son and daughter-in-law to be, she should plan one, not insert herself in one she was not asked to go on. Rude.
I'm thinking this is a she's got a big family, he's got a small family, and she's just going, I just want to be included with you guys, man. Doesn't that feel right?
Allie said, feels right, but no.
All right, David, have a great day in East Troy or Maguanago, wherever you are today.
Good to hear from you, man. Peace.
Bye. All right, Jamie's in St. Francis. Let's talk to her next. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right.
I'm always following you guys, of course, because I'm always up this early.
Well, it was good. So are we. So we appreciate you for that.
Let's get you a theme song.
Yeah, Jamie. Which way are you going, jerk or not the jerk, for crashing the spring break trip?
I'm going to go the jerk only because, it's respecting the boundaries. Like, I just don't think, you know, she was respecting, you know, it's like she invited herself. Mm. Even though he booked for her, it was like she's inviting herself. And it is. It's kind of weird. I would feel uncomfortable. Like, I wouldn't want to go.
Even though she booked a separate hotel and isn't staying together and told them, hey, don't worry about me. I just want to be around. She said, don't worry about me.
Give me a break.
I'd be the jerk.
You're so full of it, DZ. Give me a break.
She said, don't worry about me. Don't worry about mom then.
That is such a mom guilt thing. Like, I swear it is. You know what? That's the equivalent to saying, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Oh, nothing.
No, you don't got to worry about coming to see your mother. No, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Please. I've been toxic. I know how to read between the lines.
Chill out.
Chill out.
I know what this mom's doing. Give me a break. All right.
So Jamie going 2 for 2 says jerk and weird on top of that.
Yeah. All right, Jamie. Thank you. Call 5 days in a row and get a theme song, girl.
Have a good day. Bye.
It's so funny she mentioned a theme song, because if you call 5 days in a row on this show, it's harder than you think. Then you get a theme song, and she has finally done it. She's on the phone. Today is day 5. Kate the Great, also in East Troy.
Woo! Woo! Let's go!
Yes!
You won a theme song.
You won a theme song finally, Kate. Let me tell you.
You did it.
You know why I won? I won because of the full moon.
You got to bring up that damn moon again, didn't you? You had to go there.
Well, now you're back to day 4. Bye.
No, you guys can't. I've been sweating. You're like nobody's business.
Well, and I like it. I like the pressure. Apply more. I like the full court pressure you got on us, Kate.
Allie likes being chased.
You're damn right. You won. Nah, it worked.
Kate, congratulations.
Congrats. What's your song going to be? Tell us quick. Do you know?
It's going to be H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
You can't take me out. That's lit. That's lit. Okay.
I don't think anyone's picked a Chapel Rowan song.
Nobody. Okay, you first. Good. Congrats. Done. Matter of fact, we're going to make that happen.
Congrats, Kate. Are you going jerk or not the jerk? You sweeping or vacuuming?
Total jerk.
Ooh,
total jerk.
Vacuum.
Give them their space. Give them their space. Like, don't be that mother-in-law. That is the worst thing in the world, to be that petty mother-in-law guilt, make people uncomfortable. No, find your place. Stay in your lane and let them live their life.
Stay in your lane.
100%.
I hate the way that sounds, because you're telling mom to butt out. And
I know,
I guarantee you it wouldn't happen in the flip for the wife or the fiance's family. You would stay in your lane? You going to say that to your future wife's family? Her mother, stay in your lane?
I wouldn't say it to either.
Let me tell you. Yes. I'm divorced for a reason. I'm remarried happily, but I got divorced for a reason for my first husband.
She left the mother-in-law, not the husband.
Hey,
I almost said it. Kate the Great, right there.
Yep.
I'm from East Troy, not Maguanago. East Troy, and I'm proud of it.
Repping the East, baby. East Side, E.T.
All right.
Yes.
Well, congrats on your theme song. We'll
talk
to you later.
So excited. Mm-hmm. Yep, you guys have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Oh, man, we got so many texts coming in. Marcy in Muskego texted in and said, I have a family that both of the sides of the family spend almost all the holidays big events together, and it's great.
I love when we all mix together. Yeah. When my family and my wife's family gets together.
You know what? People might not know this, and people always, it blows their mind when I tell them this, but this is relevant.
What?
So I was married, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I have two children.
Kids?
I know, isn't it crazy? But when I was married, and still to the, our parents were good friends. And so.
They were cool with each other.
Of course, which is what everybody That's wants their in-laws to get along well.
Yep.
And so my parents live in Florida, and my ex-in-laws would go visit my parents in Florida when we were married.
Oh, they were cool.
And now my ex-in-laws and my parents live in the exact same town in Florida.
That's even cooler.
And it always blows people's minds. So my ex-husband and I and his wife, he's remarried, we will go down to Florida with the kids, and they will spend some time with my parents, sometimes with their parents. And when we were there for Thanksgiving, my ex-husband's parents came over to my parents' house, and we all were hanging out. And I loved it because it's great for the kids to see, because to show my kids, you know, yes,
solidarity
we're all family.
Yes.
So even though we went through hell, don't act like it was a pretty...
Ain't nobody saying it was peaches.
Nobody, but we're past that. I've been divorced 10 years. So, you know, yeah, we go down to Florida and people are always like, wait, your ex-in-laws and your parents are...
Neighbors?
Yeah. And they all moved there to get... they just, you know, built a life there.
It's a rarity.
And it works out great for the kids.
Exactly.
You know?
For example...
And it's not awkward for me or my ex-husband. I don't think. It's fine.
On a spring break trip,
for the kids.
Doesn't that make it so much more convenient to go,
yes,
we're all already here together.
No, and
wow.
It saves money because I'll fly down with the kids and then my ex will bring them back and vice versa.
Oh,
also.
So it's almost like it's cheaper to take one trip instead of two.
I'm not switching sides, but I just think that's a really cool story about in-laws because I know so many people can't stand their in-laws.
Yeah.
So maybe give somebody hope that they can get along.
And I think that's what the end of this is. Giving somebody hope that maybe it didn't work out this year. And clearly Mama Minnie's a sweet vacuum jerk on this one for joining in on the trip.
Amen.
But maybe the next trip.
Yeah. I wish everybody's got like, but it's not that easy.
It ain't.
Trust me.
It's work.
Trust me. I get it.
It's work and hard at that.
I respect it. Okay. Okay. So we got to move on. It's a sweep jerk.
Sweep vacuum.